To start with going through the actual lachos of the brachas, start with the lachos of Hamotzi. So, the first definition, which we want to know something whether what bracha it is, whether it's Hamotzi or not, we have to know that it comes from the five species of grain. So, the five species of grain are one of the mnemonics remembered in English is the word browse, the barley, rye, oats, wheat, and spelt, B R O W S. So, that's the mnemonics remember the five species. So now let's understand, let's go through step by step. These grow out of the ground. These are things which grow out of the ground. So they're brachos shvi adama. It's not a fruit or a tree. Right? So a person would take kernels of wheat and cook them. So sometimes the bracha actually might be adama. Sometimes we upgrade the bracha. We say, no, the bracha is mezonos. Sometimes we say the bracha over here is hamotzi. So we have to understand that the exact same items we're using, we're going to be three potential different brachas on the same items. So there has to be criteria which decide whether it's going to be adama, it's going to be mezonos, or it's going to be hamotzi. So why should something be hamotzi? Hamotzi is pas. It's the most chashuv thing which we eat. Chazal understood that's the ikar of a suda, to the point that when you eat something during a bread meal, it's so chashuv that everything else is considered secondary to it, and the bracha of the hamotzi covers everything, which is a unique concept in the brachas of ikar and tefillah. As we'll see, ikar and tefillah normally means you have to eat it together. Even here, you're not eating it together. But the hamotzi is so powerful that everything in the meal is automatically, by definition, considered secondary. Almost everything in the meal is considered secondary to the pas. So that we understand that that's only if you eat it a certain way, that's considered chashuv enough that people look at it like that, and that's their attitude towards it, and therefore everything becomes secondary to it. If it doesn't meet those criteria to be chashuv enough in people's eyes to be the mainstay of the meal, it's not going to be hamotzi. So the first step is we move something from not being adama. If the kernels are whole kernels and they're cooked as whole kernels, and they remain whole, they do not connect and come together in a mass, the bracha remains adama. If, however, they come together in a mass, that moves it out of being adama, and now becomes like a unit, it mashes together, now it's going to move up from being adama to being mezono. So the first step is, if the kernels are whole kernels, they have not been, they remain whole, they do not come together in a mash, so then the bracha remains adama. If they come together as a mash, and come together as one unit, like a big mush, one unit, so then already the bracha is going to be mezonos, but since it's cooked, it's never going to be hamotzi. Something, if you make a dough, and all you do is cook it, the only thing you've done to it is cook it, so the bracha is never going to be hamotzi, the bracha will be mezonos. Have a good morning.